In the name of one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us. Amen. We have many rhythms in our culture, rhythms that we aren't even aware of. Take, for example, the rhythm of holidays. We see it in Target or Costco, and no, I am not harping on those who decorate for the holidays early or often. Don't care. But think about how this is a rhythm in our life, just the holidays. We start with New Year's Day, which here in Southern California means rose floats. And then Valentine's Day, followed by St. Patty's, and then Easter and Mother's Day and Memorial Day. You can see how we take our calendar and our rhythm goes from one holiday to the next to the next. And I imagine that if I named just about any secular holiday, you could drum up an image of that holiday in your mind, whether it is the door wreath, or the holiday flag, or the smell of the food that goes with that holiday. We know these rhythms. They're part of who we are. And in the church world, we have a rhythm also. I would say that our rhythm, though, starts in September. It's when you, I like to say, return to church full-time from the summer. We celebrate St. Cross Day, and everybody knows, oh, I got to get back to church, and Sunday school starts for the children and for the adults, and we have acolytes back, and ministries go into full swing and are asking for your help, and we wear red to celebrate another year of serving others as a sign of God's love. We have this great kickoff to our year, and then we come to Advent. And the church looks a bit cooler, sometimes feels a bit cooler. And all the beautiful white turns to blue. And then we turn to Christmas, which, PSA here, will not be canceled this year, just in case. We will be here all Christmas. But we turn towards Christmas with poinsettias and the creche, and on to Epiphany with the arrival of the Magi. Lent, we have our somber purple, and then Easter and Pentecost, where we get to wear red again. I know some of you literally have an outfit just for these 2 days. And then comes VBS, and we sing those songs that become earworms, and then we go to beach mass and sink our toes into the sand as we celebrate Eucharist, and then before we know it, we're back in September, right? This is our rhythm. It's our church rhythm. It's also our St. Cross rhythm. And while there may not be a door wreath for every holiday in the church, it's how we do our things. So my question is, I know, why this big windup about holidays? I'm getting there. Just hang with me. So if this is our rhythm, why the heck on the last Sunday of the church year do we have Jesus's crucifixion? I just want to know. Because I thought we did that back in the spring with Good Friday and then Easter. We did the crucifixion and the resurrection. We may not have had brunch, but Jesus did rise. We spent the past 7 months hearing readings from the Gospel of Luke about Jesus' teachings and healings, about his admonitions and encouragements and comings and goings. So why do we end the year with Jesus on the cross celebrating what is called Christ the King Sunday? To me, it's like putting Easter bunnies on your Christmas tree. And how many of you do that? All right, you know somebody does, but we aren't going to go there. But I pause because I think that there is another way to look at this day. In our faith, as followers of Jesus, the crucifixion reminds us that our lowest moment points to our highest moment. Jesus' lowest moment with death on the cross points to our moment of salvation, the moment that defines who we are in our Christian culture. It defines our Christianity, defines how we prioritize holidays, both secular and religious. And the cross, which we get to celebrate more than just on Christ the King and Easter because we're St. Cross, so we get a third day. But the cross is essentially the door wreath that reminds us who we are and whose we are. The crucifixion is at once our ending and our beginning. In fact, it's the perfect reading for the end of the year. And so we read this gospel today on Christ the King Sunday, this last Sunday of our liturgical year, and you will come back next week and all of this white will have turned to blue and our Advent wreath will be up. And we will stop reading out of Luke that we've heard from this past year, and we will begin the year of Matthew. I know you all have that marked in your calendar, right? Woohoo, year A, Matthew begins next Sunday. Be sure to show up. But Christ the King Sunday seems particularly poignant this year. As we at St. Cross are on our own crossroads of endings and beginnings. In the past few years, we've seen many wonderful, valuable ministries shift due to COVID, and some even before those. Neighbor to Neighbor ended. Family Promise shifted on how they provided services, and we weren't able to show up as we had been before. Beloved ministries came to a close, yet those endings gave us space for new beginnings. During COVID, we were able to sponsor a new refugee. And as a parish overall, we're in a place where we are finding new ways of being God's voice, of being God's heart, of being God's hands in the world as we continue to move forward, to be followers of Jesus in this place, in this time. So quite frankly, as much as I can say, what the heck, this Sunday is the perfect Sunday to remind us of endings and beginnings. Now, Christ the King Sunday, I have to admit, it's not an ancient tradition like Lent or Advent or Christmas or Easter. It was started essentially 100 years ago by Pope Pius XI at the end of World War I. And he started this feast day, Christ the King, to combat, are you ready for it? To combat secularism and nationalism. Yeah. Apparently, 100 years later, we still need Christ the King. Because as Pope Pius pointed out, the point is that humanity can only live in peace if we follow the example of the Prince of Peace. He says in his encyclical, "For Jesus Christ reigns over the minds of individuals by his teachings, in their hearts by his love, and in each one's life by the living according to his law, in imitating his example." You and me, St. Cross, together, we are to live according to God's law, and we are to imitate the example of Jesus, the Christ, quite frankly, the one and only true ruler in our life. So, as we are going to observe the rhythm of our faith, this holiday, Christ the King in our Christian world and thus in our personal lives, then we need to look outside of our walls. While we may be called to be the example of the Prince of Peace here, we really are called to take it out into the world. to do it out, to be Jesus outside of our world, outside of our walls, as we do with laundry love or with the St. Luke shower ministry. We at St. Cross are going to continue to make new beginnings. And to that end, our outreach committee today, after the service, get a cup of coffee, go into the Guild Room. They want to hear from you. They want to see how together we can be those who serve others as a sign of God's love in our community. Where is God calling us? How are we going to be Jesus the Christ to others? But I say this, even if you are unable to join us in our mission and ministry at Laundry Love in the evening or on a Saturday down at St. Luke's, you still have the opportunity to be a follower of Christ in your words and in your actions. That opportunity waits for you because every day, each and every one of us has beginnings and endings and beginnings again. We all have moments where we can let go of the ways that lead to death, and we have moments which invite us into life and into the peace of Jesus Christ. Every day, we are given chances again and again and again to celebrate being a Christian. And we celebrate it in how we treat others. We celebrate it in the kindness that we share. We celebrate it when we work to put God's love and peace and grace before our judgment, before our own hatred. We are called to be bigger and better than what our secular world tells us to be. We are called to put God above all else. And when I say above all else, I mean all. For you and I, for us gathered here and a part of our community, we are Christians every day of the week. Not just Sunday between 10 and 11. We are followers of Christ every day, Christ who hung on the cross and was resurrected. And because of that ending in that beginning, we cannot help but allow the gift of God's love and life to shape our actions each and every day. Amen.